Welcome to Love Rules, the radio ministry of Roxbury Presbyterian Church in Boston. My mom, Liz Walker, was Boston's first African-American television news anchor, but her most important job is what she does right now at RPC, preaching the good news about God's love. The Bible says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. How does that work? Join my mom now as she offers us Love Rules from Roxbury Presbyterian Church.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Love Rules. And today's message, clarifying your values. Our text today is from Philippians, the third chapter. We're going to pick it up at the 8th verse and we're going to go down to 14. I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participate in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already obtained all of this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul is reminding the Philippian believers about the basics of faith. His letter is in response to some Jewish Christians, they call them Judaizers, who wrongly preach that to be a true follower of Christ, in order to receive salvation, you had to follow all the traditional Jewish laws, especially the rite of circumcision. Paul said, no, you're wrong. This ritual of circumcision was not necessary to receive salvation. You're saved by grace. Paul tells these Judaizers, you've got this all backwards. What believers do in this ritual is a result of faith, not a prerequisite of faith. Paul wants to clarify the values of Christians. Why is that important? You know, there was an interesting essay back several weeks ago in the New York Times, based on the disclosure that one of the presidential candidates had found loopholes that may have allowed him to avoid paying income taxes. Now, this is, I'm not even going to get into the politics of this, but I think there are different views of that action. No laws were broken, and some people think that not paying income taxes is great. It's shrewd business acumen. Deductions are legal. There are many books and consultants who work to help us do that. But the question that others raise is, well, how do you square that kind of decision with your greater responsibility to your government, to the community, to neighbors, to schools? Are your self-interests more important than your accountability to the greater good? Well, you see, all of this boils down to your values. Every day we are confronted with situations and events that require making choices and taking action. Some of them are small and inconsequential, and some of them are very large. But everything we do, no matter how seemingly insignificant, reflects our values. Those principles are standards of behavior based on what we believe is important. This world is becoming more and more complex. We are called to think and act in a myriad of conflicting ways, on a myriad of conflicting notions. Not just politics, but money, leisure, friends, family. Our children are forced to make decisions far too early on the same kind of issues. And nothing is simple. We had a man come to the church at Roxbury Presbyterian from the Justice Resource Institute, and he told us that he wanted to teach parents how to recognize your children's possible gang involvement and sexual exploitation. And his name is Ed Powell. He's an amazing man if you get to meet him in the Boston area. And he's from JRI. And he said that the identity of your child's baseball cap in the city can be a life and death decision, because that baseball cap can represent a gang. And gangs decide what they want to do to each other based on these caps. Somebody has to teach our children how to make decisions. And that goes to our values. And Paul says, and I love this, there is nothing more important to him than, verse 8, the surpassing value, come on now, of knowing Christ Jesus. And I would argue to you, if we could teach our children to prioritize the value of Christ Jesus, everything else would fall in line. Paul is a perfect example of this because of what he gave up to come to Christ. You see, when this was a new faith for Paul, he tells us what he used to consider success, and it's nothing to him now. Paul was already a man of great status in the community before he knew Christ. He made a compelling choice for Christ because he didn't come to Christianity from the streets. He came from the top religious echelon. Earlier in this text, I didn't read it today, but you can go back and read it. He says, I was circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. He was a Jew of all the Jews. Paul already was considered somebody in the world, but that was nothing to him compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus. Every value that Paul had once considered good, he now considered rubbish, dirt, nothing. It's all about knowing Christ. We need to know Christ. The surpassing value comes in our knowledge of knowing Christ. I am so thankful you've joined us today. Remember, Love Rules is totally listener-supported. Won't you make a donation right now to keep this program on the air? Log on to RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org and click on Giving. That's RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org. Click on Giving. Thank you. God bless you. There is surpassing value in knowing Christ. You know, in our culture, knowing is usually associated with information, increasing our knowledge about things, facts, politics, sports. But our real true self, our real desire deep within the bowels of our humanity is knowing God. That's why Augustine says our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Until we know God's love, until we know that we know God's love, until we're confident in that, until we trust in that, everything else is just dead air, as they used to say in TV. In his letters to the churches, Paul is always talking about that. In Corinth, the church was divided over the right foods to eat. Some folks felt they knew more than others about the rules over foods, and Paul said, 1 Corinthians 8, 1-3, we all possess knowledge, but knowledge puffs up. It is love that builds up. You see, the unsurpassing value of knowing God is bound to that realization that God loves you. That God loves you. And when you sense and feel that love, when that love is real in your heart, then you're all right. You can deal with anything. I think one of the biggest problems in the world today is people's feeling of not being loved. Of course, being loved by God carries with it some obligations because God knows all the good and bad in us. The Bible says God knows the secrets of our hearts, and that can be uncomfortable because sometimes our stuff is just not right. But that's why we need to confess. That's why we plead, oh, search me, oh God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in thy way everlasting. And here's the good news. Because God lovingly knows and knowingly loves, he does lead us where we need to go. As he knows us in the flesh, he knows us in the spirit, in his image. And the more we know this and know that we know this, the more we're able to clarify our values. So, Reverend Liz, what's the key to clarifying our values? What's the key to knowing that we know? It's growing in knowledge And how do we grow in knowledge? Well, first of all, you focus on God, because that's the only knowledge I'm talking about. And here's the key. You grow in knowledge of that to which you pay attention. You grow in knowledge to that to which you pay attention. Now, when you reach a certain age, you may start thinking you're losing your memory. I can't find my keys. I don't know where that cell phone is. But the truth, according to the experts, is it's not that you're becoming senile. It's that you weren't paying attention in the first place. Paying attention, that means listening to, inclining, or leaning into. It also means attending to, taking care of, serving, devoting oneself to. And all of these definitions go beyond finding those keys and focusing on what you did with them in the first place. All of these definitions apply to God. Listening to, inclining, or leaning into, seeking God in every situation. Jeremiah 29:13, when you seek me, you will find me, when you seek me with all of your heart. Pay attention to God's presence. Focus on what God is doing in a situation. I found myself having to take two courses this fall that I didn't seek out. One has to do with an intern at the church, and I welcomed her until I read the fine print and learned that I had to take a course in order to be her supervisor at her college. And the other has to do with this notion of the mind and body connection of trauma. I'm trying to learn everything I need to learn about trauma because of Roxbury Presbyterian Church's main ministry in the urban area, which is about healing. So at first, these courses were a problem, an annoyance. But then, as I began to seek God in those courses, I realized that this is absolutely where I had to be. God wants me to learn everything I can about Him through the world, through our minds and our bodies, through what we carry around with us. You know, our values can be placed in us day in, day out by the Holy Spirit. But we have to pay attention to the Holy Spirit. God has given us the ability to see, sense, and feel His presence in every situation that we face. Now, that includes our physical body, our challenges, our obstacles, our neighbors. That includes the way we relate to people on the interstate, on 93. Values can be placed in us by God if we are open to it. Pay attention to God in the situation. Know that God is in the situation, no matter what the situation is. And what you receive in return is the power that God gives us through the Holy Spirit to conquer temptation, to witness for Christ, to love your neighbor, to love your enemy, the power to serve God. Clarify your values. Thanks for joining us. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in. Roxbury Presbyterian Church is located at 328 Warren Street, right in the heart of Roxbury. Come worship with us on Sundays at 11 a.m. This is a listener-supported program. We invite you to partner with us and learn the many ways that love rules. Visit us on our website, roxburypresbyterianchurch.org, or call us at 617-445-2116. Love will rain if you let me.